We'll do the Maimer in Maimori Melukotim in Chelek Gimel. This is the sixth Maimer. And this is the Maimer which starts Kisiso, which the Rebbe says on Shabbos Parshas, Kisiso Tez Zayin Oder, the 16th of Oder, Tovshin Chofches, Hanoche. Kisiso Goimer, Hinei, Beparsha Zu, in the portion of Kisiso, Mevuor Inyan Ha'avoido B'Mishkan, it explains the idea of the service that took place in the Mishkan, and also U'B'Migdosh D'Ikri Mishkan, even though the Posik talks about specifically the Mishkan, but it also includes the Avoida that is in the Mikdash, because the Mikdash is also referred to as a Mishkan. And therefore, the Avoidas of the Mishkan and the Mikdash are in this parsha. Specifically, we have the Inyan Maise HaKetoiris, the act of the idea of the act of the Ketoiris, how the Ketoiris was made, and many laws associated. The Ketoiris was a main avoido in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rebbe is going to discuss the difference between the Avodas HaKorbonis and the Avodas HaKetoiris. The Avodas HaKorbonis are mainly considered to be Achila, Ishei Lachmi LiIshai, and the Ketoiris is mainly idea of Reach, although by Korbonis there's also Reach, as the Rebbe will explain. But the Rebbe says this is mainly in the portion of Kisisa. Now, we do find the Ketoiris mentioned in the portion in Tetzaveh and later on in Vayakel, but the main part is in this parsha. Although that also in the previous parsha, which is the parsha of Tetzaveh. Medubar minyan haketoiris, over there also discuss the idea of ketoiris, v'chein beparsha habo, and also in the following parsha after Kisiso, in parsha Vayakil, avol shom, but in those parshias, medubar rak b'chlolus. Over there he talks in a general way. U'beparsha zu, but in this portion, in the portion of Kisisa, Muvor Ho'inyan Biprotus, the idea of the service of the Ketoiris is very specific. And how? Because it talks about everything. The Hainu Ha'achonis Lazeh, how you prepared for the Ketoiris. Umima Shehoya HaKetoiris Nasis, and what items the Ketoiris was made of. It also discusses how great the aspect of the Ketoiris, because we see Ba'alavim HaKishurim Bazeh, the prohibitions that are tied to the Ketoiris, and also V'choymer HaInyan Shebehem. It's not just prohibitions. You're not allowed to make in its kind. You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it in this in the Ketoiris, but besides that, it also tells you the severe punishment, how serious it is. Shabahem ba'ad li'inyan shel heipach ha'chayim lo'iver aleihem. It brings about the opposite of life. Get v'nichreso ha'nefesh, you get the soul is cut off, losing life for those who violate it. So, this is a very serious thing. Where do we read about the seriousness that it even causes loss of life? Ashagam in Yazad Hebra Chaim, also this idea that it's the opposite of life, Mevur Dafke Beparsha Zu, that's articulated specifically in our Parsha. So that means that this Parsha has specifically a special, even though Keteris is mentioned there, but this has a special connection to the Keteris. Because Me'achar, why is it here specifically where we tell you about the series of the punishment, Shekan, Mevuar, Choymer, Ho'inyat? Because here it explains the seriousness of the matter, so that's why here he writes you about the punishment to give you, because this is the Parsha that talks about the severity, special about this idea of the Ketores. Now, there are also, this is particularly by Ketores, Vagam, Shagam bekarbonis yesh kama v'kama lavin. The Rebbe wants to say by Ketores, it's actually more within Avodah, more than other karbonis. So, while other Avodas, karbonis, have prohibitions, but they don't have the severe punishment of Hepech HaChaim like we have by Ketores. Vagam shegam bekarbonis yeshnam kama v'kamim lavim, that also by karbonis there is many, many lavim associated with karbonis. Kimoi chulin ba'azora, the prohibition against bringing in unconsecrated animals into the courtyard, into the Mishkan. And if you shecht a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash proper, that would have a prohibition. So that's important. There's lavim there, but there is no penalty of kodesh. Ach ein ze magia l'ketodesh. This does not reach the level of severe ketores, shechamura kol kach, which is so severe, ad li'inyan shel hepech hachayim leha'oise b'mas kunta, to the extent that you get the punishment would be opposite of life to one who copies and does the precise ingredients of the ketores to use that as a ketores, as an incense. Person gets punished for hepech hachayim, so that's opposite of life, so that shows us that the ketores has associated with it more severity than karbonis. Now, both of them, Vine inyan ha-karbonis u-maisa ha-ketores, the idea of the karbonis and the act of ketores, harei ze avoidas ha-mishkan, this is the service of the mishkan. U-kemoi shenizbair beha-maimer the yoim ha-hilula, as the maimer of the yoim ha-hilula from Yud-Shvat, in the Friya Dikerebes maimer and the Bosi Legani, he says over there, She'iker ha'avoida b'mishkan u'migdashu inyan avoida sakarbonis, that the main service and the mishkan and the migdash was the service of the karbonis. Now, even though he writes over there specifically karbonis, but that is she'koilel gam maisa ha'ketoiris, that's a general way, he says, avoida sakarbonis, but that includes also the act of ketores. Lo chen hoyo ha-mishkon me'atzei shitim davke v'chulu, and that's why the mishkon was made from this acacia wood called atzei shitim davke, as it said over there, kimavur shom, as explained in the maimer over there. To subdue and to turn around from the shtus, the lumazet to kedusha, and avodas hakarbonis is to sacrifice the nefesh of a hamis and to elevate it into kedusha. Ba'al yidei kol zeh, and through all this avodah in the mishkan nase habishachanti b'soicham becomes the Hashem dwells amongst you. So there becomes a closeness, it becomes a connection between the Shekhinah, between the divine, and the person doing his avodah. Because that is what generally what korbanos are. Dine klolus inyan hakorbanos, what is the general idea of korbanos? Hu inyan kiruv kol hakoiches, that is to bring all of the person's powers close, bring them close to Hashem. Va'ad, to the extent la'akiruv, to such an extent of closeness, as we say, asherozo de kurbano oila adrozo de einsof, that the secret from the lashon of the Zohar, that the secret of the korbanos reaches up to the secret of the einsof. That's the high level in which the korbanos live. So we say korban, close till rozo de einsof. And yet we find there's a difference between korbanos and the level of ketores, that ketores are even in a higher level, as the Rebbe will explain, than the level of korbanos. There's a difference between korbanos. But there is a difference between korbanos stam, between general korbanos, lamaisa haketores, to the act of the ketores. The korbanos nikroim achila. Korbanos are called eating. Ukumesha kosuv, as the pasuk says, as korboni lachmi, the korban is my bread, my food, liishai, that goes to my fire, goimer. And because of that level of feeding, so to speak, the korban is feeding the fire, feeding the lechem, v'lochem nikroim Yisrael ra'yosi, that's why the Yidden are called the ra'yosi, ro'yeshali, the pirush ra'yosi, what means ra'yosi, parnososi, that my supported, b'shnei smidim, chulu, the two tmidim, that's the two korbanos that are brought. Okay, the Yisrael b'medrash, as the medrash says, Yisrael mefarnesim la'aviyim shabashamayim, that the Yidden, they support their father in heaven. Mashein kein maisa ketores, as opposed to the act, when we do the ketores, the incense, hu inyan hareyach, is the idea of reyach. So reyach is ketores and achila is korban. But the Rebbe says, but we also find the idea of reyach by korban, reyach nechoyach. In achila there's also reyach, but reyach in of itself, that's ketores. Va'afal pi shemitzad inyan ha'hiskalelus shebegedusha, because of the concept, the idea, that in holiness everything is inclusive. Hine gam bekorbanos yeshno inyan horeach. So also in korbanos we have the idea of reyach as well. Kamesha kosov, as the pasuk says with regards to the korbanos, reyach nichoyach laHashem. Ach beiker, but mainly hakorbanos em inyan haachila. Korbanos are food. Ve'alkein. And therefore, because the karbonis are food, and ketoides is smell, that's why we find that we make a distinction, the two nostrils. And we say that in ketoides there is the left nostril and the right nostril, level of chayit, level of yechida, the different explanation. But by karbonis, we don't find the difference between the right and the left because it's mainly is not smell, malkein, and therefore, says the Rebbe, heichon michalkim, where do we make a distinction? Bein nukva de pardashka hayimonis, between the whole of the right nostril, the pardashka smallest to the left nostrils, gabi ketoides davke. That's done with regards to ketoides. Kivon shedavke be ketoides, since, because specifically by ketoides, hine iker inyone hu areyach, the main aspect of ketoides is reyach. That's why there is the right, the left. The alkane, and that's why we also see ketoides is made out of things that are from the umaza, as opposed to korbanos have to only be through permissible things, because it's the level of reyach, it can also turn around totally negative umaza to kedusha. Valkein, and therefore, hine bekoyach haketoides davka, it is specifically within the power of the ketoides, hu lahapich haleumazeh, to turn around the other side. To turn around, take the negative, the umazeh, to turn it around to kedusha, this is only by ketoides. And we find this, that ketoides involved spices and the whole number 11, which points to le'umazeh versus karbonis, which have to be only kosher muter b'ficha. The hinei ha'karbonis tzorich lias mina muter b'ficha dafke. Karbonis need to be dafke, something which is permissible in your mouth, kosher food. That's the only level of karbonis, that which you would be permitted to eat. Mashen can be ketoides, but by ketoides yesh no gam inyan hamoir, it also has the level of moir. Shehu shezehu ala umazeh, that is the other side. That is on the other side. So specifically amongst the 11 spices that made up the ketoides, the moir represents the umazeh. As the Alter Rebbe explained, the Indian in the idea of shisho chadoshim b'shemen hamoir, they use the moir oil, and he says, Mordechai miradachya. Mordechai was the pure moir, and you have the shemen hamoir, which is the leumazeh moir. So on one, we have one, the moir that was in the ketoides was not the mirodachia, that was moir of leumazeh. So we see that the ketoides becomes a ketoides of avoida in the beis hamikdash that turns around the moir to become a service of Hashem. Not only this one particular, but all of them are part of 11. 11 spices means that this is l'umazeh. It's not just that the moir is from the other side. Elo shekol echot ve'echot. Mesamimone ha-ketoides, each one and one from the spices of the ketoides, kosher l'minyan ha-l'umazeh, is tied with the idea of the other side. Sha'arei b'ketoides davke yud aleph samimone. Because in ketoides we have specifically 11 samimonim. V'im chosad echad chul, if one of the 11 was missing, is possible. That means that you need precisely the Keteris needs to be made up from all from the 11, number 11. That each one of the spices of the Keteris is one out of 11. Sheyud Aleph, 10 is Kedusha, but Yud Aleph, who in Alumazet? That's the idea of Lumazet. Shein Kimoy Bikedusha, that it's not like in Kedusha. Sheshom in Kedusha, who Eser. Then it's 10 and not 11. Besides the fact that it's not 10 but 11, means that it's Lumazah. The number 11 corresponds to the Alufim, the main of Esav. These 11 spices, Hem Kineged Yud Aleph Alufi Esav. They can correspond to the 11 aluf of Esav. The hainu that is shekol echod misamimon akteiris. That would mean that each and every one of the spices of the keteiris of the ingredients who connected echod maluf Esav corresponds to one of the lufim of Esav. So not just because the whole number is one of 11, but each one of them corresponds to the Esav. So we see that the Keteris deals with Lumazet. Vimkein kol echod min ha-yudalev samemonim koshurim inyan ha-lumazet. So each one of the 11 samemonim is tied to the idea of the other side. Why? Because Keteris turns the other side to Kedusha. Inyan ha-Keteris hu. Because the idea of Keteris is la-ha-pechas ha-lumazet le-Kedusha. To turn the other side to Kedusha. Bakoyach l'zem. So how do we get the power to turning around the Lumazet to Kedusha? Hu ma'achar sheh Keteris hu inyan ha-reyach. Since Keteris is the idea of reyach, shemagia lemayla yoyser mikorbonis, which reaches higher than korbonis. That's why it has that extra power to turn around the Lu'umazah and bring it into Kedusha. V'hine Maila Sareyach Hu Shemagia Be'etzem HaNefesh. The advantage of the Reyach is that it touches, it reaches the essence of the soul. V'alkein B'koyach HaReyach. That's why, because it touches the essence of the soul, the reyach has the power, the davke reyach chozok, and a strong smell, le'oirer mahashina, to wake you up from sleep. The smell will wake you up. Shezehu, shezeh b'koyach reyach davke. That's specifically in the power of smell. Ve'einzeh b'koyach achila, but eating does not wake you up. Adrabe. Shachila goyremes lishina. Eating causes sleep. Alkein iso b'mesechas yema. That's why we find mesechas yema. Shekoyan godol tzorich lamayit b'achilose b'erev yema kippurim. The high priest that needs to do the service in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur needs to eat less food on erev Yom Kippur to diminish in erev Yom Kippur so that he won't fall asleep. Nipnei shamaichel maybe as ashina, because food brings the sleep. So we see sleep is brought about by eating, but smell wakes you up. Mashenken reyach, moire mashina, reyach wakes you up from sleep. Ma'achar shemagia be'etzem hanefesh, because it touches the essence of the soul, so you wake up. Now we understand why the special avoida of Yom Kippur was with Keteris, was with smell, while he also did the other avoidas, but the main avoida was the avoida of the Keteris. Zehu masha avoidas hakoyin hagodol b'yom kippurim achas b'shona. This is that the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which was once a year, Hois obi ketoides davke was specifically with ketoides. Shehu inyan hareyach, because that's the inyan of the reyach. The kemoi ba'odom lemato, just by the person below. Hinei hareyach bekoichay le'oirer es etzem hanefesh. The reyach has the power to wake up the essence of the soul. Kamekein hu b'migdosh, likewise is b'migdosh. Sh'avoidah b'reyach hu b'koidesh ha'kadoshim, that the avoidah with the reyach, the ketoidus, is what you bring into the inside on the koidesh ha'kadoshim. Now, it's not exclusive, because we also had the dama de karbonis, v'afal pi shoyer nichnas l'shom, gam im dam ha'karbonis. He also entered the Holy of Holies, the etzem, into the Bei Kodesh HaKadoshim with the blood of the Karbonis. Ach iker ha'avodah b'Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nevertheless, however, the main work service in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was with Ketoidus. V'chidush ma'isa Ketoidus b'yem HaKippurim. What is the novel of the act of Ketoidus and Yom Kippur? Is b'Kodesh HaKadoshim. All year round we did the Ketoidus, we did it on the Mizbeach Hazov, in the Heichal, but here the Avodah, the Chiddush, was the Maisa Ketoidus, the whole act, what they did with the Ketoidus, taking it off the Mizbeach, with the Machtes, and then putting it on there, that was the whole Chiddush. Umitzad Mailas Inyan HaKetoidus, and because there is such a great level in the idea of Ketoidus, al kein v'chol odom lo yia bo'il moed, nobody is v'goymer. There could be no person there, because this is beyond any person's ability. So that's special about Yom Kippur, the Ketoidus. But this is really true with Ketoidus all year round. V'gam v'chol ha'shona, and also all year round. It explains this with regards to Yom Kippur. But the truth is, this is taka the same all year mitzad ma'ilas haketoidus, because of the advantage of the ketoidus. Shehu inyan hareyach shemagia be'etzem hanefesh. That's the idea of the reyach that touches, reaches into the essence of the soul. V'hine, kemoi shebegashmi is bekoyach hareyach davke lo'oirer ma'ashinoi. Just like physically, the power of the smell is to wake up from the sleep. Kemakein hu beruchni is likewise, it's on the spiritual level. Shebegdei lo'oirer ma'ashinoi, that in order to wake up from the sleep, while yidei hareyach davke, it's davke through the smell. Want to wake up, a person is asleep, and you want to wake up, you have to have the level of smell, the level of ketoidus, the level of reyach, to wake you up. What does it mean to sleep? V'hine, inyan hashino, what is the idea of sleeping? Nisbayer b'hamaymer de Purim, was explained in the Maimer of Purim. V'inyan mashekosuf, over there when it's written, ani yesheno v'libi or, koil doidi doifek gemer. Pasuk says, I'm asleep, but my heart is awake. The sound of the doidi of my beloved is banging. Bahainu explained over there, even though I'm asleep, Shagam the Knesset Yisrael, Yisheinu Begaluso, even though that the Knesset Yisrael is asleep during the exile, Ach ma'achar shelibi or, but my heart is still awake, the Hainu. What does it mean, my heart is awake? Shayichida shebenefesh, he beshlemus. That the yichida is beshlemus ve'er eitzel kola ve'echad ve'echad, and it's awake by everybody. We may be asleep in golus, but the yichida is awake. Okay, koil doidi doifek pischili. So therefore, the sound, the voice of my beloved that is banging at the door, open up for me. B'chdei sheyiye achoysi rayosi yeinosi tamosi. So that it should become my sister, my beloved, my pigeon, my whole. V'hinei b'maymer hanal, in the above maymer nizbair posuk zeh. Obadir explains this posuk, da'ani yishena, I'm asleep and my heart is awake, gamer. V'hemshech ha'pesukim, and the following, the pesukim, that the response to the doidi is poshatiti as kutonti v'gamer. I've already removed my kutonis, my garment, asher abiyur bahem. Who, what is the explanation? The la'achar ha'koil doidi doifek, after the sound of my beloved that is banging, hinei alze oine Knesset Yisrael. So for this, Knesset Yisrael responds, poshatiti es kutonti eichocho el boshenu. I've already removed my shirt, my kutonti, my garment. How can I dress it up? Maybe admur maharash, admur atzemach tzedek. The Rebbe Maharash Nebetzalach Tzedek b'rishim oisov l'shirashirim. In his notes to Shirashirim, Allah posik, doidi sholach yedei goymer, the medrash rabbi Shirashirim, Allah posik, poshateti es kutonti v'goymer isa, that in the medrash rabbi Shirashirim, on the verse poshateti is we find, the koyi al big de kohuno, ubig de malchus, that I've removed my garment, is referencing the garment of the kohuno, and the garment of the kingdom, Shapashtu mimena begolos, they have been removed from him during exile. The lechayda in the move on, so it doesn't seem understood. Hashayches, the big de kohuna of a chulukan. So what's the connection over here to the garments of the kohuna, the garments of malchus? Umavarim, and they explain over there. The ma'achar shani yishayne begolusa. Since I am asleep in golus. And the sound of my beloved is waking to banging to wake me up from the sleep. So what is the response? I don't have my garments. I have removed my garments. That we're lacking to her, to Knesset Yisrael, responding to the doidi, habig de kohunah, v'lochein, and therefore, iyafsher shetiyah avodas hakorbanos. So there is no service of the korbanos. There's no big de kohunah, so we can't do the korbanos. Shenikro reyach nichayach l'Hashem, that are called a pleasant aroma to Hashem, lacking that reyach. Ubefrat ma'isa k'teiros, especially the act of k'teiros, showing in a reyach, which is the idea of smell. V'areyach meirer ma'ashina, smell awakes from the sleep, but there is no reyach here anymore. How am I going to get up? Poshateti kotanti. Ma'achar de poshateti bigdei kohuna, since I have removed, there is no longer the garments of kohuna. V'ein reyach ha'karbonas v'ak'teiros, and we don't have this smell, the reyach of korbanos and ketores im came. So eichoch el basheno, how could I put it, dress it up, lis oirer, to be aroused b'mchinas to the level achoysi royosi chulu yonos tamos, to reach these levels. Basem mashiva ruach hakodesh b'shem hakodesh baruch hu. So ruach hakodesh responds to Knesset Yisrael in the name of Hashem. Rochatzti es ragle eicho atamfe. I'm going to explain now. I have washed my feet. How can I make them dirty? Dehine beis hamikdash nikro hadoim raglov shel hakadosh baruch hu. The beis hamikdash is referred to as the pedestal for hakadosh baruch hu's feet. ובבייס המקדוש היו השרוס השכינה. In the base of Mikdash, there was the resting of the divine, כמו שכוסוף. הנה השמיים ושמי השמיים לא יחלקלוכו, אף כי הבייס הזה. If the heavens and the heavens cannot support you, how could this house? But that means that this house supports Hashem. שזו יתמיה קיימס. It doesn't mean it cannot. It's a wondering which is sustained, which means the house does. How? That's an expression of wow. Ach la'achar sherachatzti es ragloi. After I washed my feet, as the Rebbe says, azichob zich ob givashen, mihlihiyos mislabesh beveis hamikdash. I washed myself off from dressing up in the Beis Hamikdash. Imkein eichocha chulu. How could I? Eichocha atanfe. But what does it mean? What's the problem? But we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, but we still have the davening, which is b'mokam korbonis. Af al pi shegam bizman hagolus. Even though that during in the time of exile, yesh noy inyan hakarbonis, we have the karbonis, the tefillos, keneged karbonis tiknum, the tefillos were instituted to correspond to the karbonis. Ukmei kein yesh noy gam inyan haketoydus. Achshav we also have the idea of ketoydus. Shezeu inyan tefillas mincha. That is the idea of mincha. Shenikras minchas ketores, the ketores is called the gift of ketores. Who could do erbehadrushim hamevayrim milas tefillas hamincha al sharat tefillas, as explained in the Maimorim that talk about the advantage, the greatness of mincha over the other prayers. And va'afilio lo nene lo b'tfilas ha-mincha, even Elio was not answered only tfilas ha-mincha, because that's like ketores. K'mei shekosu b'aftoy to the Shabbos zu, that when Elio went with the Nevi HaBaal, it was during the mincha that Hashem answered him. But there is an afkemina, acham shoche, shal yidei ha-tfilo, that which comes down through the davening, not through karbonis, but the davening, hirak bipnim yisoylum, in the inner level of the worlds. It doesn't come down into the externality of the world, which was necessary, v'yodua, and it's known, sham shocha tzricha liyez gam b'chitzayni yisoylum, that we need the ham shocha to come down also in the externality of the world. Like we talk about, when we talk about Torah, we say shetzorich liyeis limoitzeihem befedavke, that it has to be, that we have to express, we talk about limoitzeihem befeh, that you have to express it, which means it needs to be begilui davke. Ukameisha Mayrichat Murazok Mitanya, as the Alter Rebbe speaks at length in Tanya, Vachem b'mitzvahs, the same thing is, this is with regards to the level of Torah, it has to be l'mitzayim. And the same thing is when the level of mitzvahs, tzarich liyis ma'isa mitzvahs davke, you have to have the act of mitzvahs. Vat sheklolus inyana Torah mitzvahs, to the extent that generally Torah mitzvahs u davke lemata be'lam hazeh, that it's specifically in this world, because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the angels who wanted to keep the Torah, and he said to them, l'mitzrayim yiradetem. Did you go down to Mitzrayim? You don't need the Torah. The Torah is for down here. So the same thing is when we talk about the Karbonis. Even though we say that Lecheira we have Karbonis, but it's not the same, because Karbonis did in the Chitzonius, and here we only have it in the Pnimius. But Karbonis, Om Nom Kein Hu, by Karbonis, let it be so. Shal yodom hu gilui ha-hamshocha. Gam b'chitzoynius ha-eilom. B'kabonis, it's takeso that through them, the hamshocha is in the externality of the world's mashenken al yidei ha-tfilois. The memakoyim karbonistik, as opposed to the prayers, which were instituted in the place of the karbonis. The Hamshach is only in the inner of the worlds and not in the Chitzonis. Since through mitzvahs, the Hamshach is in the externality of the world, so Knesset will respond, Poshantiti, as Kutanti. Meaning, we don't have the Karbonis, we have Tefillah. And we don't have the Kutanti, we don't have the Avoida to impact the Chitzonis. Vazem Mamshir Ba Posik Doidi Sholach Yodei Min Hachoy. My beloved sent his hand from the hole. Vahainu. Tse'agam de Ruach HaKodesh Mashiva B'Shem HaKodesh Baruch. Although the answer was before, the Ruach HaKodesh responded in the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rachatzti esragle, once I've washed myself away, I cannot eichocha. How could I come back? Avol mitzad inyan de doidi sholach yodei, because of the idea that my beloved sent his hand. Min achoyresh adoidi, what is the beloved who inyan? Ha'av ha'atzmi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'neshamas Yisrael. That's the essence love that Hashem loves neshamas Yisrael. Ukabashim v'ayir admur hazoken ba'amaymer al ha'posik, as the Alter Rebbe explains in the Maimer on the Posik. Kamti ani liftoyach l'doidi. I got up to open l'doidi. V'nizbayir b'sichas kveit chushus admur morshab neshmoseidin. Over there, explained that this is the Ava Atzmis, or Mitzad, or Ava Atzmis. So, because from the perspective, for that level of essence of love of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he neishalach yodim in achur. He sends his hand from the chur. The chur hu gam meloshen chur karpas. Chur karpas, which is precious, v'chein meloshon chorus engraved. Ba'al yidei zeh, through the chur nasa pischili, becomes that opening to me. Open up. U'la'achar pischili, and through the pischili, from that level of ava atzmis from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, level of chur karpas and chorus. You come to the Dalet Dargis, the four levels, first step, the Achoisi, Rayosi, Yoinosi, Tamosi. She'elu hein Dalet Madreges, those are the four steps. Bein beha'avoido bi inyan ha'ava, whether it is in the service, in the aspect of love. The leis pulchano, there is no such service as the service of love. Ubein ba'avoido dikima mitzvahs, or whether in the service of loving Hashem, or in the service of observance of mitzvahs, the dalet madreges elu, these four steps, hem keneged dalet oisyus the shem havaya, they correspond to the four letters of this name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Ba'al Yidei Zeh, and through this, the Yidden open up, and they become connected Hine la Yehudi Meisere v'simcha v'sosin v'yikor. So to the Yidden, there was Oira Simcha v'sosin v'yikor. He's also mentioning here four things that the Yidden was. There was the light, there was the Simcha, and that there was Yikor. So the Rebbe says that we can say Yesh b'derech efsher yesh loimar. Possibly we can say Shadalid in Yonim. These four aspects, the Oir of the Simcha v'Goymer, Heim Keneged Hadalid Oisius, the Shem Havaya, does correspond to the four letters of the Shem Havaya. The Oir Zutoira. Oir, that's love of Torah, Kumeshe Kosuv. Kiner Mitzvah Torah Oir, so Torah is Oir. Shazehu Sfiras HaChochma. Doing the Sfiras HaChochma. That's the idea of Chochma. Chochma is Oir, and that's the level of Torah. Simcha, who in Yen Moedim Le Simcha. Simcha's idea of Moedim Le Simcha, which Fasizehu in Yen Sfiras HaBina. That's the level of Bina. Vesosim Zu Milo. That's Milo Shazehu in Yen Sfiras HaYisoid. That's with the level of the Yisoid where the Milo is. Shehu Iker. Hazo, that's the main of the Zo. So that will be the Vav of the Shem Havaya. Bina will be the Hey. Yikor Eilu Tefillin. Yikor is Tefillin Shem Bechinas HaMalchus, level of Malchus. Ukemevuar Besoif, the Shari Eiro, as explained in the end of Shari Eiro, Ukemoy Shehi Beshorsho, Ba'atzmus Ein Sof Baruch Hu, and as it is, the level of Malcha in its root, in the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Shezehu Mashe Kosuv B'Zohar Chodosh. This is what's written in the Zohar Chodosh. Shehat Tefillin Heim Di Yukno Di Chosmei the Malcha Ilo. It says it's a diukno, the image, the of the seal of the supreme of the supreme queen. The diukna v'choisam hu inyan sfiras hamalchus. The diukna and the choisam, that is the level of malchus. It's short over here. But v'hainu shal yidei hapischili. That when you open up to me, you bring down these four oisyes of Yudke Vavke in the Avoida. And also Vechein Beha Oira Vasimcha. You bring it down also the Oira Vasimcha. Vesehu Gamkin Mashakosu La Yehudim Ois Oira Vagoymer. It was to Yehudim. The Gemara says the Chola Koyfer Bavei Dezora Nikra Yehudi. So it's the Yehudi, the one who denounces Bavei Dezora is called Yehudi. So you have to be the Pischili, become a Yehudi, and then you get La Yehudi Meisoyer V'Simcha. You get the four Ois of Shem Avaya. Behainu Shekoidem Yesh Noi Inyan Hamesiras Nefesh. First, you have the idea of self-sacrifice. That's what they stood fast in the day of Purim, before they can get the Daldeishes. This is the opening up for me, like the aisle, like the point of a needle, which is the idea of self-sacrifice. Then you have the four levels, the Oira v'Simcha v'Sosin v'Yikor. V'zehu gam kein mashakosuv ish Yehudi hoyosh b'shushan habiro u'shmoi Mordechai. It was a Yehudi man in Shushan Habiro, his name was Mordechai. What does it mean, Mordechai? The Gemara says, the Mordechai min ha'Torah minayin. How do we know where we find Mordechai the Torah? Shenemar Mor Dror. Umitargeminon, that's the spice in the Ketores, which is called Murderer, Umitargiminon, and we translate it Mira Dachya. Clean or crushed. Mir. Kemavur Vitoir. The Yehudi, who in Yenam Siris Nefesh, Ish Yehudi, meaning it was Siris Nefesh. Canal. The Yehudi, as I said before, Kola Koifer Bavida Zoro, is Meida Bechola Teire Kula. The Yehudi, who Meloshen Heido, would Yehudi, Ish Yehudi means admitting Shalomailu Metabadas, beyond reason and rationale, just admission. That's the level of Mesiris Nefesh. Ish Yehudi, there was a Yehudi. Ushmai Mordechai. Zepol bekulo mesinyanam mesiris nefesh. This impacted everybody, the level of mesiris nefesh. Shekulam nikru Yehudim. Tafki la Yehudim, oisoira de Yehudim. They became Yehudim. Kibemaimer Razal, as in the saying of the sages, that they denied Avodah Zarah. This was just the opposite of their previous situation. They bowed down. There was a statue, and they all bowed to it. As the Gemara says, so they became Yehudim through Mordechai, the Mesiris Nefesh. Through the level of being Ma'ir, Lamayla Matam Badas, they turned themselves around. Then from this self-sacrifice, they draw down Ba'dalad Oisyez the Shem Havaya into the four letters of Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke, Oiro Vesimcha Vesosim Vegoimer, Ba'ad to the extent all of the spiritual meaning of Oira, Toira, and Yom Tev and Tefillin Ikor and Mila and Ikor, but literally to the extent it brings down Oira, V'Simcha V'Sosim V'Ikor, light, joy, happiness below Masara Tvachim Kipshutosh Mikra, as the simple meaning in the pasuk.